The New York Daily News, they had a headline the day after this terrible shooting in San Bernardino, and it said, in essence, it said, you know, prayer isn't enough. God right. won't make this stop happening. A lot of gun rights advocates took offense to that. What do you think?
Well, I think that's, unfortunately, it's become a code word for sanctimonious politicians. It's our thoughts and prayers are with you, and they feel like that that's enough to get by, and that's the code word for we're not going to do anything. Thoughts and prayers are certainly appreciated, but we want to see action. And when you have guys like Bob Goodlett, who was the congressman for Allison's, where Allison lived, that has 100 gun legislative bills sitting at his desk that he will not consider for a hearing. When you have Mike McCall, who is supposed to be the looking after us as the chairman of the House Committee to the Homeland House Homeland Security Committee, and you look at what they do and their obstructionists, I've called them cowards before. I now go so far as to say they're acting in a treasonous fashion, frankly.
Treasonous fashion?
Yes. When you have murder going on the way we have it, and when you have the ability to affect gun legislation, sensible gun legislation, at least hearing it, holding hearings, and when the gun lobby is giving these guys money to preempt that, yeah, I think you're aiding and abetting terrorists, which in my mind is treasonous.